1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let's see, tonight we're over at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. Are you making plans to bring the family? Are you making? You going to come down and see us? I hope you do. That'll be at the Block at Orange, GameWorks. Always fun, and we'll be there until midnight, 9 to midnight, or as close to midnight as we can get. I can't guarantee anything, and that's only because we're trying to conserve what has been. This has been a really, it's been a tough season for colds. The cold and flu season, and it's affected me, and, you know, I make my living with my voice, so what do you want me to tell you? Anyway, we'll be there as long as we can be there, and while you're in line waiting for us to sign our Best of the Year 2000 CD, number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD, GameWorks is offering a three-hour game card. You can use that to go out and do some gaming. It's it'll only cost you $20. $5 goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth, and as you know, the money from the sale of our CD goes to my friend's place. We don't take any money from that. That all goes to the fine people at my friend's place. I hope you can join us. That's tonight at GameWorks. Now, one other thing that I want to mention. We're looking for a carbon mic telephone. And we're looking for a carbon mic telephone. Only a guy who knows what I'm talking about is listening right now. The rest of you guys have zoned out and glassed over. And don't worry, we'll get to the show here in about 2 seconds. I just want to say that we're looking for carbon mic telephones. And for those of you who know what they are, you know what they are. We've got a website set up so that you can communicate with our engineer, Craig Taylor, if you have a carbon mic phone to sell. We'll buy it from you. Old carbon mic telephones are different from the modern-day plastic ones. They're grody and grungy, and they're rotten, and they're just crappy sounding enough for us to do some things with them that we like to do with them. So here is Here is our email address for Carbon Mic Phones, and it's just that, Carbon Mic Phones, CarbonMicPhone, Carbon Mic Phone at Yahoo.com, Carbon Mic Phone at Yahoo.com. If you have Carbon Mic telephones that you'd like to sell, man, we'd love to be in communication with you and find out how we can get a hold of them, because we really dig them, and you know, that's just what we wanted. What we want to do. 1-800-449-8686. So do I have to talk to him now, or do you want me to move on? I'd like to move on to talking to Mr. Bozell, if I could. Okay, let's just go to see if we got David there. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good, Phil. How are you doing?
Great.
I'm really sorry to do this, because I'm going out of town, and I didn't want Mike to give you the information, so I wanted to give it to you myself.
What?
And we're on the air now?
We are on the air, yeah. What?
You got to work Christmas.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. You got to work Christmas. And the reason why I'm telling you this now is because I've got to go to Phoenix for the next day to go to my in-laws for Christmas Eve, and then we're coming back to Los Angeles Christmas Day.
You told me that I had Christmas off.
I know I told you that. And I am sorry about that, Phil, but you got to work Christmas. It happens in business.
You're right. It happens in business. Can I ask you why? I mean,
couple of people are coming in from back east who want to see your show. And they're going to be in on Christmas Day.
Well, who are they? Are they people from the company?
No, they're just relatives of my wife.
Well, they can come in another day.
They're not going to be in town except for Christmas. I'm sorry, Phil, but you got to do it, okay? It's something that you do that, unfortunately, is part of your job.
You told me I could have Christmas Day off, man. I understand working on Christmas Day, but coming in because some relatives of your wife want to see my show?
What do you want to do? You want to argue with me?
Yeah, I want to argue with you, man, okay?
In the middle of the opening 15 minutes of your show.
I'd like to argue with you about this. I am supposed to have Christmas Day off. I was told that I would have Christmas Day off. I got kids.
You got kids? What time does your show start?
It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast.
Okay. When do the kids open up their presents?
They open up in the morning, man. It doesn't make any difference. I was going to have dinner with my family, okay?
And the kids open up their presents in the morning. You have early Christmas dinner, and then you come in. Because we're expecting there's going to be 4 people coming in to watch you do the show.
So the reason why I'm working on Christmas Day is so that relatives of your wife can watch me do my show on Christmas Day. Is that it?
And I'll thank you to lower your voice.
Is that it?
I'll thank you to lower your voice.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to yell.
Thank you. What is your question?
I'm working on Christmas Day because, look, you know I come in at around 11 o'clock. I got to prep the show, all right? So I can't have an early Christmas dinner. That means...
Well, you can be with the kids when they open up the presents, right?
I can be with the kids when they open up the presents, but I can't have an early Christmas dinner. I come in here at 11 o'clock every day, which means that I'm not going to be having any early Christmas dinner.
Look, Phil, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I've got four people that want to see you do your show. It happens to be that I am your boss. I am in management. And you're one of the people that provides a service. Okay, so what do you want me to tell you?
I don't know what to say, man. It's going to break the kids' hearts. I mean...
Look, Phil, I want you to do this.
Well, here I am in the middle of a radio show, man. What do you want me to do? I don't want to do this. I'm almost tempted to not do it in spite of you, and...
I wouldn't suggest that.
Look, I've heard your threats before.
I wouldn't suggest that, okay?
I've heard your threats before. I am tempted not to show up for work.
All right, you got a bonus check that I know you haven't cashed yet.
What about it?
We'll cancel payment on the bonus check.
So now you're holding my money hostage, is that it?
Yeah, I'm holding your money hostage because I'm telling you to work on Christmas Day. That's what you got to do sometimes in this business. There's a lot of people listening to your program right now that understands this. Look, Phil, the average listener to this radio show, most people, like the people listening to your show, they do what they're told. We got a recession coming up. You're aware of that, aren't you?
I know we have a recession.
Okay. It's just around the corner. I can tell you that bosses like myself will be looking at employees like you and like the people listening to this show to see if you're doing your job or giving us arguments. Now, you can be replaced, my friend, and so can they. Do what most of your listeners would do. Shut up and work on Christmas.
Do what most of my listeners would do. Shut up.
Look, you are not a boss. Most of the people that listen to your show, and we know this through research, are not bosses either. They're truck drivers. They go out. They do what they're told. You tell them to work on Christmas, they work on Christmas. I tell you to work on...
Why don't you work on Christmas, okay? Why don't you come in and work on Christmas? Why do you...
Because I happen to be your boss. I'm David Hall. I built this radio show. I built you.
And that entitles you to...
That entitles me to do what I want to do. The average person who is allowed to take Christmas off is generally in management.
That's why I picked the wrong thing to do. I should have become a program director.
Yeah, listen to you. Just do what you're told.
Why aren't you working on Christmas, seriously?
Because people in management don't work on Christmas. People in management or ownership don't. You want me to cite a little study that we did? This is very interesting. The average person who's allowed to take Christmas off is generally in management or ownership. They have some form of higher education. They are generally but not exclusively Caucasian. The average person who takes Christmas off is in a higher income bracket and is generally a homeowner, not a renter. They take 3 or 4 weeks of vacation a year, okay? That's the average person who takes Christmas off.
Look, I happen to own my own home. All right?
Aren't you paying the bank?
Yeah.
Then that's not owning your home outright. How much college do you have?
I got a year of college.
Didn't graduate, did you?
No, I didn't.
You're not even a college graduate, Phil. You're a guy doing a job. You got a degree?
No, I don't have a degree.
You don't even have a degree. You're an employee with no college education, no college degree. You're just a big mouth on the radio. You're a worker bee. You take Christmas and work on Christmas. I take it off.
Man, I'm telling you, it's low.
I'm sorry, but my wife's relatives will only be in town for one day.
So let me get this straight. I have to work on Christmas so that four relatives of your wife can come in here and watch me do my show.
Everybody likes to watch you do your show. That's one of the big deals.
I know that. But on Christmas...
I mean, everybody, you got people all over Hollywood want to see your show. Okay? I get to see your show, and my wife's relatives get to see your show. You got guys walking in there like, whoever the hell that guy is that came in that played Dracula. What's that guy?
Guy that played Dracula.
Who's the guy that came in and played that nut?
Gary Oldman.
That guy, he gets to watch your show. Why don't I? What's that other guy? The guy that, the hillbilly.
I don't know who you're talking.
Who's that hillbilly that came in?
Dwight Yoakam.
That guy gets to watch your show. Why can't my wife's relatives?
Can't you watch it on any other day?
They're only in town for Christmas. Now you do what you're told and do what the rest of your listeners would do. Work Christmas, shut up, and cash your bonus check. You get the phone number out?
1-800-449-8686.
You taking your break?
No, I haven't taken my break.
Watch it.
I haven't taken my break.
Take your break. Give the phone number and take your break.
I guess if my wife's listening, she knows that I have to work now on Christmas Day. And
give the phone number and take your break.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. We had a couple of things planned for.
Okay, is that the bumper music?
Okay, can I just get my?
That's the bumper music. Talk.
This is new bumper music.
Just talk. It's Christmas. Chestnuts roasting
on an open fire.
Talk.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I've just been told that I have to work on Christmas Day.
Now, put the music up.
Oh, come on, will you?
Put it up! Yuletide
carol. What is this, man? I have to work on Christmas, so let's torture Phil?
Wait, Phil, hold on for a minute. Folks dressed up is Greg Taylor there, please? Is Greg Taylor there?
What do you want? Everybody He's here, yeah.
Greg, have you got I'll Be Home for Christmas?
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Hello, is somebody listening to me? Turn the music off, please.
That's the bumper music.
I know it's the bumper music. Turn it off, please.
Tiny.
I'm working on Christmas Day. I don't understand why I have to be tortured with the Christmas song by Nat King Cole. You just called me up and...
Phil, it happens. Sometimes it happens.
I don't even want to take a phone call. I mean, if it was a good reason.
It is a good reason. My wife's relatives want to see your show. I think that you would be flattered. I would think that you'd be flattered.
I'm flattered, man, but not on Christmas, okay? Anything but Christmas.
You got a bonus check?
Yes, I did.
Paying for your daughter's braces?
Yes, it will.
All right, then shut up and work on Christmas.
I got phone calls here. What do you want me to do?
What are they calling about?
They're calling about you.
Sure.
You'll take them?
Yeah.
Scott, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. You know, you were talking about your audience demographic. You know, I own my own business, and I would never ask any of my employees to work on Christmas.
Wait a minute, are you speaking to me? Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yeah, I'm speaking to you. I mean, unless it was absolutely necessary.
Wait. Let's understand something. I'm a manager of people, too. So yeah, what are you telling me?
Why don't you work on Christmas? You're saying that...
Bosses don't work Christmas. Are you working Christmas?
No, I'm not. If I have to, then I will, but I won't call in an employee to do it.
If you have to, then you will.
Because I am the boss. I'm not going to ruin somebody's Christmas. And then you're threatening them with this bonus check. You're micromanaging them. You're telling them, you know, to play the music. I mean, didn't you hire this guy to do a job?
Wait, sir, I don't understand what your question is. That's it.
Turn that down, please.
Didn't you hire him to do a job?
Yes,
Let him do his job.
I hired him to do the job of producing and executing a radio talk program every day, including Monday. Now, Monday happens to be Christmas, and I'm sorry about that, Phil.
You promised me the day off.
You're ruining his show just by arguing with him.
I said to him that we had an emergency on Christmas Day.
But you're having relatives come in.
You have your wife's family.
Hold on for a minute. Phil, I'll ask you to shut up while I'm talking to a listener.
David,
shut up while I'm talking to a listener.
How can you be that way? I mean, this guy is your employee. And I... What is wrong with you? I mean, you're so hateful.
I'm hateful, sir. We've got a problem. We have a situation on Christmas where I need for Phil to work.
I asked him,
and he gave me an argument. And he said, no, I won't. And all of this, he's being very immature.
People from your wife's side of the family is coming in. Why can't they come in any other day?
Because they come in on Christmas, hello. It's a holiday when your relatives come in.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
I most certainly. What do you think, I'm Jewish? Yes, I do. I got it. Now I know what you're saying.
Are you working on Hanukkah?
No, I understand. You're a Jew. Is that it? Is that what you are? Are you a Jew? Well, then you're talking about working on Christmas like you don't have a problem with it.
I do have a problem with working on Christmas.
You said you'd go in and work on Christmas.
I would if I had to, but I wouldn't tell my employee to.
You never go. Are you management, right? Are you an owner of a business?
Yes, I am.
You never work on Christmas. Never. You have somebody go in and do it for you.
No.
David,
I wouldn't do that to my employees. I don't understand why you would.
Can I jump in?
Shut up, please.
I wanted to...
Shut up!
Let the man talk. This is...
No, he's got to shut up. Now... is that music? There it is. Good. Go ahead, sir. What else?
Oh, my God. How can you just ruin
all right.
things?
We got to...
Well, let's move on. Thanks for your call. Are you going to take another call? Or
we got other calls. What do you want me to do?
Take a call!
Gary, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Gary.
Can we turn this music...
Tampa, Florida. $1 million vending business. I have 140 employees. None of my employees work Christmas Day. They all get bonuses. And, you know,
good
the way
you
guys
good
abusing
you.
You the way, you're, abuse, the way you're abusing him is ridiculous.
Mr. Henry
I would stand for that, and my employees wouldn't stand for me talking to them that way.
Mr. Henry got
a bonus. He's not a piece of garbage that you're talking to him that way.
Mr. Henry
he's
got
not,
a
he's
bonus.
He's not a piece of dirt. He's not a piece of dirt.
Hey, Gary.
He is, but he's not.
Hey,
and
Gary,
you know what? If I was
turn
you, I would quit and go somewhere else. You know what? Listen, this abuse is not worth it.
Well, apparently you don't want to listen to anybody. You want to just keep talking.
But you're a big mouth. Shut up. You're a big mouth.
Okay,
you're
well, here's
mouth.
What I'm going to do, Gary.
You don't want to treat people.
Mr. Henry is going to work on Christmas because I told him to work
but
on
you
Christmas,
are.
Okay?
Shut up, piece of
David,
crap.
I want to...
Shut up.
Piece of crap.
Shut up, Gary. Gary, shut up.
Shut up. Kiss your ass.
You shut up.
Bye, people. Bye. Have a merry Christmas.
Shut up, asshole.
Okay.
Well, that's what I got.
Can we turn the music off?
Oh, so you hate Christmas music, huh? Just because you got to work on Christmas.
Just turn it off so I can hear what I'm doing. Can't hear myself think. Tim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. As far as you having to work on Christmas under those conditions, you better shut the frickin' music off.
To like Christmas. If you hate it, that's your business.
I love Christmas.
Oh, you hate Christmas music?
I said I love Christmas.
Please turn the music.
Shut up, Phil.
If I had to work for a guy like that, I'd be quitting. To heck with the bonus.
Well, you know what? I'm tempted.
Oh, listen to the tough talk.
That's right.
You're gonna quit?
I ought to.
Bonus isn't worth it, as far as I'd be concerned.
I ought to quit.
Oh, big man, huh? You gonna quit 2 days before Christmas?
Maybe I will.
And where are you going to go?
Working for a guy like you, I would quit a long time ago.
Who's talking to you? Where are you going to go, Henry?
Didn't you take the call from the...
Where are you going to go if you quit?
I'll go to another radio station.
I'll go to another radio station.
Which one?
There's plenty of radio stations out there other than people like you.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones in Bakersfield. Want to try that, Phil? You'll work on Christmas and you'll love it. Now, what's your name, Tim?
Yes, my name's Tim.
Check this out. Floats or all
the rudest guy.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, turn the music down. You can hear somebody.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
level up with a lot of people.
I'm not setting you up.
This sounds like to me.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm not setting you up. You called in. You told me I got to work on Christmas. You told me to shut up.
Because, Phil, you don't know when to shut up. You're interrupting me while I'm talking to these people that are calling in who want to talk to me, not you. Are you back on the air yet?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Then give out the phone number.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And that's my boss, David Hall, who has told me that I have to work on Christmas. And the reason why I've got to work on Christmas is because your relatives are coming in from out of town, and they want to watch me do my show.
That's right. Now, I got a call from my wife a minute ago because she knows you're upset. And is the reason why you're upset because you have to work, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Her brother, Ernesto, you know him?
I met him, yeah.
Okay. He wants to do something, and what I thought we could do a deal where he could come on the air and co-host the show with you.
Oh, David, come on.
Do you want that bonus checker, don't you?
You know I need that money.
Then this guy Ernesto's going to co-host with you because he's very funny. He knows a lot of...
What does this guy do?
He's got the dairy out in Scottsdale.
He's got a dairy in Scottsdale. He's going to come on and co-host my show?
Yeah. You know, you 1 minute you're screaming that you don't want to work on Christmas. And
I got a great idea. Have him do the whole show.
That's not why they're coming in. They're coming in to watch you. Now, Ernesto wants to co-host a couple of hours with you. What you do is basically talk to each other the way you do stuff, and then he'll tell some jokes. And you laugh. And
how about if I tell the jokes and he laughs?
No, he's a very funny guy. He's written some stuff.
So let me get this straight. Your wife's brother wants to co-host my show on Monday, and he's really a funny guy.
You know, Phil, if I called up and I made a mistake...
You called up and you made a mistake. You told me I got to work on Christmas Day, and now your wife's brother wants to come on and co-host with me, and why don't I laugh at his jokes?
That's right. Now, either you want that bonus check or you don't. Take some phone calls. I'm tired of talking to you.
David,
Take some phone calls. He knows a lot about milk and cows and stuff. He knows the dairy business, but he's very funny.
Oh, that's just great, man. I got a guy that owns a dairy in Scottsdale, and he's going to come on because he's really a riot. That's great.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to... You're screaming about working on Christmas. I'm trying to make it easy for you.
I'd rather not be here at all. I'd rather be unemployed and out of the business than have to co-host my show with your brother-in-law.
You done?
Yeah.
Andy,
you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, listen. This guy's on one hand telling you to shut up, but you shouldn't raise your voice.
That's right.
And he's also telling you that people want to see your show in Las Vegas. So if you're that popular and you want it to be seen...
I didn't say anything about Las Vegas.
I'm not talking to you, sir.
I'm talking to you.
Phil.
I didn't say anything about Las Vegas. Why don't you get your information straight?
Why don't you shut up?
You don't even know what you're hearing.
Well, all
you're
I know
hearing
is...
things.
You're saying he's so popular, he can get another job. He doesn't need you.
People want to see this guy work. So
well,
my wife's in-laws are coming out on Christmas like they always do. And we want to come in and see him do the show.
Well,
and they can't do it.
He doesn't need your abuse. He can work somewhere else. He doesn't need you. You're a jerk.
What do you mean my abuse? My
you're abusing him.
My brother-in-law's a riot.
You're telling him to shut up, and then you're telling him to... Did he not raise his voice?
I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to him. I was talking to him. Now I'm talking to you.
You're telling him he shouldn't raise his voice.
Look
and
at
then
David.
You tell him to shut up.
Hold on a minute, Phil. Shut your mouth. I'm talking to this guy. When I'm done talking to the guy, then I'll talk to you. You got it?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, Phil, I'm sure you can work 1,000 other places. You don't need this jerk.
I'll tell you when you can talk, Phil, and when he can talk back. All right, what's your name, Andy?
Yeah, I'm Jewish and I have Christmas off, okay?
Why? Yeah.
Because I have a decent boss.
The hell you got Christmas off for? Why don't you volunteer to work on Christmas?
Because my boss wouldn't ask me to work Christmas. Nobody works on Christmas.
I guess he doesn't like money.
That's
your business. You want to take off another guy's holiday, that's your business. Although I would think the decent thing to do for you would be to get in there and work. What do you got a Christmas tree?
We're not open. Yes, we do have a Christmas tree. My wife is Catholic.
Well, where's your Hanukkah bush?
Look, a lot of Jews don't have a Hanukkah bush, David.
Shut up! Where's your Hanukkah bush?
It's in my living room.
I got a. Here's an idea for you, Phil. Turn Jewish, and we won't have this problem.
Yeah. Okay.
See,
like I said, I have Christmas off. Nobody in my company works on Christmas, and I work for a Fortune 500 company, okay? Nobody works Christmas.
Well, I think that it's a very unfortunate deal that you're working, or that you're not working, a Jew, and Henry's got to work, and he's Catholic.
Look, it, sir, have Christmas off and have a great time. It's okay.
Hey, well, who's asking you?
You just said something about me, didn't you?
Phil, tell this guy to take a walk. Go find another job. You don't need him if you're that popular.
Hey, I got it, Phil. Why don't you tell me to take a long walk off a short pier?
I think it's a good idea. You're only
What a put down.
You have no people skills.
Look, I'm going to tell you something, David. You're coming on here insulting the listeners. You're making yourself look really bad.
Oh, all of a sudden you're telling me what to do.
I'm not telling you what to do.
You have no people skills, sir. Maybe you should go to some management courses.
People skills?
Yeah, people skills.
What is that? People skills.
You don't know what people skills are?
No, what is that? Is that, in other words, every morning you feed the people in his bowl with his water? Is that what that is?
No, people skills means treating people like human beings, not like animals.
Tell him how much your bonus was for, Phil.
David, I think...
Tell him how much your bonus check was for.
I don't care how
I think it'll be embarrassing.
Tell the guy, listen to what... You know what I bonused him? I gave him $100. Okay?
Well, you're a hell of a guy.
I beg your pardon?
I said you're a hell of a guy, $100.
Oh, so I'm cheap, is that it?
Yeah,
I told you not to say anything. You'd embarrass yourself.
$100 is a sweet bonus.
Yeah, wonderful.
Sweet.
Wonderful.
All right, sir, I need to move on.
I'll tell you when we're moving on. Okay, we're done with you.
Fine, I'm done with you, too. You're a jerk.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Okay, I'll hang up on you.
Thank you, sir.
I'll hang up first.
No, you hang up first. Don't let him hang up first. Did he hang up?
I'm going to let him hang up.
Don't you let him hang up. You hang up before him.
Did you hang up yet, sir? He hung up.
See? He hung up before you.
Who cares, man? Who cares? All I know is I'm working on Christmas. Thank you very much.
You gonna start crying now?
Maybe. Maybe I'll start crying. And now I gotta co-host my show with your brother-in-law, Ernesto. Because he's gonna come in and tell jokes.
You really need a vacation.
Yeah, you got that right, man.
You know, maybe I'll think about giving you some time off, but you got to work Christmas.
Thanks a lot.
Take a call. You got any broads? I mean, you got any women?
Yeah, we have a female listener here on line 4. Patty, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I just want to say, you know, if you're so important for the family to come see you and all these people want to see you, that you should demand a pay raise in order to work Christmas. And also, my dad's a painter for a sign company, and his bonus was $412.
A painter for a sign company, huh?
Yeah.
Like what kind of signs?
Like signs you see everywhere you go. 7-Eleven, the bank,
checks
all that.
Cashed here. Things like that. Checks cashed here.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for your dad. What do you want me to do, hire him? I don't care. Does he need a job?
I think Phil should demand a pay raise.
All right, well, I'll thank you very much.
You know you're not doing that.
I got it. Kathy, you're on a Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Kathy, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I cannot even stand listening to this idiot.
Oh, come on.
I hope this will be his demise because I hope all of your sponsors are listening because you wouldn't have to worry about a radio show because it will go down the tubes and so Harvey can have a job somewhere else. I cannot believe that you can get on the phone.
You don't even know the guy's name.
Someone like Phil.
You don't even know his name. It ain't Phil Harvey.
My name's Phil Henry. It's an understandable
Phil
mistake,
Henry,
ma'am.
Phil Henry, okay.
Yeah, look at Phil. Nobody's talking to you.
I thought I'd correct her.
I can correct her.
You know,
okay, look,
what
Kathy,
are you? You know, you can talk to people a certain way, but nobody can
check
talk back to you. You're really a big man.
Ma'am, all I'm saying is, he works on Christmas Day. He was bellyaching about that, so I'm bringing my brother-in-law, Ernesto, in to do some jokes.
But I can't believe that you would humiliate somebody like that just so that you could have your way for your family. And it's kind of funny how you kind of calm down after you talk to your wife. Are you PW?
Are you a boss? Am I what?
Well, I don't want to say it on the air.
On the where? PW?
Pussy whipped.
Oh!
Yeah, you kind of simmer down after you talk to the old wifey poo.
Okay, now you're starting to make me angry.
Oh, well, good. Maybe you'll know how Phil feels, huh?
Women don't usually talk to me like that.
Well, you know, you're really scaring me.
The way you're talking to me right now, women don't usually talk to me that way.
Well, no, because you're the one that's dishing it out, isn't it?
Well, you know something? Henry's going to work on Christmas now, and my brother-in-law is going to co-host with him all 3 hours because of you.
Because
of your big mouth. Now,
your
Henry,
big mouth.
Yeah, no, your big mouth.
No, that's how you get. You get to other people.
So during the last hour of your Christmas show.
You get a little sore in your side.
Okay,
you know
what?
You can't handle it. You got to take it out on somebody else.
God, I hate you so much because of your big mouth.
Oh, yeah, but I bet you nobody else does.
I bet because of your big mouth now, Henry has to play the Chipmunk Christmas album.
Oh, David.
You're
ridiculous. And you can blame this broad in Reno.
You can walk out on you right now and you can finish the show.
Bill, I'm telling you, blame this chicken Reno. She's the one that did it.
You didn't do anything wrong, Kathy. He's doing this out of spite.
No, because of her, you got to play the whole Chipmunk Christmas album.
I think Phil ought to walk out and make you do the show by yourself.
I'm not doing a show. I'm the boss. I stay home and drink on Christmas.
Yeah, obviously. I hope all those bosses are listening how you treat people, too.
Hear the song? Because of you, Henry's got to play this crap on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you're really a big man. Maybe you'll have
thanks
a heart
lot,
attack after tonight.
Tell Kathy thanks a lot, Phil.
I will not.
Do you want your bonus check?
Oh, and my husband worked part-time and got $50.
Big deal. Henry got $100.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, he got more than your husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he has a part-time job. He only works a couple days a week. But, you know, why was he being so hateful?
What's that?
Why are you so hateful?
I want you to hear something. And I want Phil, I want you in particular to hear this song.
Okay.
I hope this makes you feel better. Here it is.
Oh, come on, will you?
Yeah, right, you're going to be playing this all Christmas Day.
Song?
Thanks a lot, Kathy. Thank you.
Oh, Jay, yeah. Simon.
Yeah, you did.
You're really a big man.
Yeah, you did it. You made him play this.
Jay Alvin?
You're not really going to make
it.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I bet you know of worse than
this. This is like Christmas Vacation. Phil,
David, you're
really
not doing this to me, are you?
This broad and Reno did it to you.
Can we turn that off?
Thank that broad and Reno. All right, kill it. See? She did that to you. I didn't do it. She did it to you. I want you to think of Reno every time you hear this.
Okay, I'll work Christmas.
And you'll work with Ernesto?
I'll work with Ernesto.
Even if he tells his lousy jokes?
Even if he tells his lousy jokes. Now, do I have to play the Chipmunk album on Christmas?
No, you don't. You got to play it today.
Turn it off! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And I want to say thank you to the people who are calling in to help me out today. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget it. Find out on January 1st, the year 2001. January 1st, 2001. Find out what it would be like if there was no FCC. What would my show sound like uncensored, unedited? What would any show sound like uncensored and unedited? One thing's for sure, wouldn't be as funny as this one. And on January 1st, the Phil Henry Show presents a live, uncensored, and unedited webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade.
Well, what's going on now, Margaret?
Right, Val Sill, is a long stretch of asphalt. It's just lovely. And this is the asphalt entry this year. As a matter of fact, every year, the asphalt entry is one of my favorites. It's street with lines painted on it.
There you go. That is sweet. You can't hear it on the radio. You can't see it on TV. Listen via the internet for $4.95. Hear this historic presentation live and uncensored for just $4.95. Your purchase of the webcast will allow you to listen live from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you can't listen to the webcast live, you can listen on demand whenever it's convenient for you. Go to the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com, for details. That's philhendrieshow.com. Let's listen to the University of Michigan band, shall we? The Fighting Wolverine Band. Who's in the Rose Bowl this year? Nice producing, man. You don't know who's in the Rose Bowl this year. Mike very proudly goes, I don't know. Great. Go down and ask Silva, man. She produces a radio show. She ought to know who's in there. Who's in the Rose Bowl this year? Don't you think I ought to be able to ask that question of my producer and have him give me an answer? Don't you think that's a reasonable question? Who's in the Rose Bowl this year? Especially a so-called football fan. Who's the Pac-10? All I want to know is what bands are going to be out, and will they sound like this? Because if they do, I'm going. I'm going to the game just for the band. You don't have to go out and find out, man. I know it's Oregon. No, it's Washington and somebody. It's Washington and I know who it is. It's Purdue. It's Washington and Purdue. The Boilermakers are in the Rose Bowl this year. And anyway, I say that because we're going to be, the Rose Parade is the lead up to that and blah, blah, blah. All right, now moving along to tonight's event, we'll have a fun time tonight at the Block at Orange on, the Block at Orange is in Orange, and we'll be at GameWorks tonight between 9 and midnight. If you'd like to come out and get your number one rated Phil Henry Show CD signed by me, we'd be very happy to do that for you. And, of course, all of the money that we raised this evening and all of the money that we raised through the sale of our CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Around $75,000 that we've raised for my friend's place this year with the sale of our CD. 75 G's. So not far to go before 100. And then after that, it's 200 and just another record broken. So thank you very much for your support. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock. We're at the GameWorks store at the Block at Orange, and everything starts at 9. $20 game card, $5 of it goes to my friend's place. That's something else that's going on. And, of course, on January 1st, our webcast is going to be a historic first. Okay, let's go home. Let's just get out of here, man. Let's go. God, everybody's gone. Everyone's gone. There's no one here. You guys are sitting at home. We're talking to you right now at... you'll notice one thing we never do in the show is give a time check. Because time checks are, outside of morning drive, superfluous. In other words, morning drive shows and radio should give time checks. Otherwise, you don't need to give a time check. But we're sitting here right now with 4 minutes to go before 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the West Coast, and there is nobody in this office. There is nobody at our flagship radio station. Everybody's home. Everybody went home. So when we say that we're the low men on the totem pole, you better believe that. Did you find out?
Washington and Purdue.
You got it, man. I thought it was Washington and Purdue.
Did you say?
Yes, I did say that. Everybody's gone. Everybody's out of town. They've all taken off, and they're all spending it quietly with relatives. And this year, of course, I am taking Christmas off, and I don't care who knows it. And I'm taking New Year's Day off, too. And I'm going to be taking a whole lot of time off this year just to see how far I can push these people. Not because I want to be away from you, my good listeners. I just want to see how far I can push the bosses before they decide to replace me. Craig, want to do the show on Monday?